If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with the CTA Green Line Station, the Racine Station. It could reopen. What's the latest?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, the Racine Green Line Station, it closed 30 years ago. It was only supposed to close for a couple years, but it never reopened. They've even thought about demolishing it, but it got put on a landmarks list. And just this week, tucked into the big transit bill that Governor Pritzker signed, was a section about mandating that this station be renovated and reopened by the first of the year in 2029. So they've got about 3 years to start rebuilding this thing and getting it open. And I would say the West Englewood neighborhood is very excited about it. They lost several stops on the Green Line in the 90s. And, a lot of people in the neighborhood just blame it for businesses in that around those stations, going downhill real fast, making it harder for people who live in the neighborhood to get to their jobs. So everyone was very excited. There's been petition drives. There's been community meetings. There's been lots of pushing to get this open, and it looks like they may have won the battle.
30 years, long enough. I'm hearing a lot about this movie Song Sung Blue. It looks great, and there are some connections to Chicago. Tell us about this.
Absolutely, yes. This is the Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson movie. It comes out Christmas Day. Getting a lot of buzz. It's already got some Golden Globe nominations. But yes, lots of strong ties to Chicago. Our friend Dave Hoekstra wrote a great story on the Block Club site right now about the couple that are portrayed in the, this is a Neil Diamond tribute band story about them coming up through the ranks. And Dave followed a bunch of the different stops that these people played in the 90s. They really got their start in Milwaukee, then moved to Chicago. They played, one of their first shows was at Danny's Tavern, where Dave's story says they played for $200 and a pizza from down the street. but then they went on to play in the Cubby Bear and High Tops and Elbow Room, and were really a popular band to check out in the 90s. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek Neil Diamond impersonator, but they really inspired people and got people to come out. And now it's going to the big screen. And yeah, apparently Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are really good in it. I know it sounds like a stretch, like a Neil Diamond tribute band movie, but they really do a good job. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one and seeing they call it the Chubby Bear in the movie instead of the Cubby Bear, but I think we can figure out what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great, and the story is very cool as well. Leave it to Dave Hoekstra to dig that up, too. And finally, a longtime Lincoln Park neighborhood sports bar has closed.
Yes, McGee's Tavern, Lincoln Park, 950 West Webster, just closed its doors in the last couple days. It had been open for almost 40 years. Really popular spot for DePaul students and college football game day folks. The place was always packed and late nights. So we're not exactly sure why. The owner, Mike Piazza, wasn't explaining why he closed it, but he did say they're looking at new concepts. So the bar is up for sale. We'll see what happens. But yes, McGee's has had its last call.
Mazur is in mourning today.
Bad news.
950 West Webster. Hey, put in a bid, Andy. And it'll be Andy's sports bar. Thank you, Seamus. You have a good one.
You too.